What is Presley's answer to his critics?
Well, those people got a job to do, and they do it.
That's a good answer. Let me read to you an article from the Miami.
I've already read the article.
You read that one?
Yes, sir.
How did you feel about it generally?
Sir, those kids that come here to and pay their money to see this show come to have a good time. They're somebody's kids. They're somebody's decent kids, probably, that was raised in a decent home. If they wanna pay their money and come out and jump around and scream and yell, it's their business. They'll grow up someday and grow out of that.
I'll say this, and I'd like to add it to what I just got through saying about, as a rule, most of the adults are real nice.
Mm-hmm.
They're understanding. I've had them to come around to me with the hundreds and say, I don't personally like your kind of music, but my children like it, and so on, and if they like it, well, I hadn't got any kick about it, because when I was young, I liked the Charleston, I liked the Foxtrot, I liked this and that. They're adults with a little intelligence. I mean, you know, that they don't run the people in the ground for having a nice time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, back to the clipping. Where did you get the name Elvis the Pelvis?
From somebody just like the character that's writing this article here.
Do you have any idea who?
No, sir, I wish I knew. I don't know.
Of
course, I don't like to be called Elvis the Pelvis, but, I mean, it's one of the most childish expressions I've ever heard coming from an adult. Elvis the Pelvis, but if they want to call me that, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, so I just have to accept it.
Uh-huh.
It's like you got to accept the good with the bad, the bad with the good.
Okay. Do you recall the first time you sang in public? Do you remember when the first time you
Yes, sir. It was back when I was about 10, 11 year old. I was in an amateur program at a fair.
And did you use a lot of gyrations then?
Well, I wasn't doing the type of songs I'm doing now.
Oh.
Nobody knew what rock and roll was back in those days.
Well, when you hear rock and roll, it gets you on a fire, or?
Oh, not when I just hear it on the radio. When
yeah.
you're doing it on the stage, you have to put on a show for people.
Yeah.
In other words, people can buy your records and hear you sing, and they don't have to come out to hear you sing. You have to put on a show in order to draw a crowd.
Yeah.
If I just stood out there and sang and never moved a muscle, the people would say, well, my goodness, I can stay home and listen to his records.
That's right.
But you have to give them a show, something to talk about.
Uh-huh.